We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
President Biden fundraising in Texas. The grandmother of Juneteenth rebuilds her childhood home and student loan forgiveness for some public service workers. With the All Local, I'm Heather Behrens. The president has come and gone from Dallas, where he attended two campaign fundraisers last night.
Last night, Air Force One touched down at DFW Airport. And by the way, that's the first time the presidential plane has landed at DFW in 10 years. Usually it's Love Field. Last time Air Force One used DFW Airport was a July 2014 stop by President Obama. The president's limo took him to Preston Hollow, to the home of supporter Russell Budd, prominent Dallas attorney, and according to a pool reporter, Bud called last night's gathering the hottest ticket in Texas. We're told the fundraising haul for Mr. Biden's campaign was $2.5 million, and that does not include whatever was raised at last night's second fundraiser at the Dallas home of private equity fund owner Neyland Youngblood. The president spent the night in Dallas and flew out of DFW Airport this morning, heading to Houston for another fundraising reception. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080. KRLD.
The Texas immigration law that would allow police to arrest people suspected of being undocumented is up in the air. While the Fifth Circuit mulls over whether to extend the stay on SB 4, there is confusion and fear for those attempting to seek asylum. KRLD's LP Phillips has the story.
The last week has seen the status of the Texas immigration bill whipsaw one way then the other. At Nathan Christensen's Carrollton Law Office, the confused include people who legitimately came to the U.S. on a visa, but the visa has expired. Christensen, an immigration attorney, says
technically they're in unlawful status if their visa has expired. So because of this unknown of what this law does and what it doesn't do, it's literally terrifying everybody. Everybody that's here in the United States that isn't absolutely perfect.
As well as those seeking asylum and who are trying to go through the proper channels. Christensen tells them to sit tight, that law enforcement agencies across the state are still having to go through training before anyone needs to worry about being arrested. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Sheriffs from across Texas, meanwhile, met with Governor Abbott in Austin yesterday to show their support for border security. They gave the governor a letter saying the number of illegal crossings should be declared a constitutional crisis and asked the federal government to send more help. The governor says he won't give up the battle for SB 4.
We will keep fighting regardless of what happens in the court, because we all have a collective responsibility, and that's to maintain the safety and security of our residents and our state and our sovereignty.
Enforcement remains on hold. Another hearing is scheduled in a couple of weeks. In Fort Worth, three fallen heroes, all who died in service to the city, are being honored. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein has more.
The nonprofit Saving a Hero's Place donated three chairs to the Fort Worth Police Department in memory of three fallen officers, including Corporal Garrett Hull, who was shot to death in 2018 during an undercover operation. Hull's widow, Sabrina, was very moved by the donation.
Saying our hero's name out loud for our family keeps them alive, gives us one more minute of having them alive with us.
Chairs were also donated in memory of Officer Dwayne Frito, who was killed by a drunk driver in 2006, and Officer Hank Nava Jr., who was shot and killed in 2005. Police Chief Neil Noakes says the chairs have a very special meaning.
It's important for us to remember that our fallen heroes are not just pictures on a wall. They're a part of us.
From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
News from the White House. Today, the Biden administration has announced another round of student loan forgiveness.
And this applies to public service workers, firefighters, nurses, teachers who've been on the job 10 years or more, and it amounts to $6 billion in debt cancellation, all thanks to an existing federal program that had been little used until the last few years. And in a sign of how the president is trying to take a little more credit for this program in a tough election year, the White House says he'll be emailing another roughly 380,000 public service workers next week to let them know they're about 2 years away from being eligible for similar relief. Remember, the Supreme Court last year rejected the president's original big student loan forgiveness program, and the Education Department's working on new rules for a broader forgiveness plan. Tweaks to smaller existing loan forgiveness programs have helped the president give some of this relief, like the stuff being announced today. Now, overall, nearly 4 million Americans so far have been made eligible for student loan forgiveness since he took office. And as the president works to cut costs for Americans, could be the kind of thing that helps mobilize voters in November.
That's CBS's Ed O'Keefe. In Tarrant County, the Moncrief Cancer Institute has rolled out its second mobile cancer screening bus. Institute Director Dr. Keith Argenbright says it now offers the life-saving screenings to more people in need.
The need for cancer screening is so great, we needed a second unit that would be able to actually go into communities where people live and do cancer screenings.
The bus stops at the Potter's House in Fort Worth today. It will be in White Settlement and Fort Worth next month. The difference between 1 million and 893 million? Just one number, explains KRLD's Susan Darwin.
Someone in Houston found that out the hard way this week, matching five numbers in Tuesday's Mega Millions game, but the player didn't have the right Mega Ball number, so they missed hitting the $893 million jackpot. But hey, they did win $1 million, and that's still not bad for a $2 investment. Three other people won $1 million in Tuesday's drawing. They're from California, Virginia, and Florida. Now, because there was no jackpot winner again, the jackpot for tomorrow night's Mega Millions drawing has swelled to $977 million. The cash option for that jackpot is $461 million. It is the sixth largest jackpot in the game's history. From the 24-Hour News Center, Susan Darwin, News Radio 1080. KRLD.
Opal Lee is now rebuilding a house in Fort Worth where she lived as a teenager. A mob burned down the house back in 1939, but now she's working with Habitat for Humanity to rebuild it. Opal Lee says she hopes the younger generation will learn about their history from their parents and teachers.
You were somebody. You didn't have to back off for anybody. Our parents taught us that we were first-class citizens.
Opal Lee is 97 years old, but ran the buzzsaw to cut the first board at the house and even help raise the first wall. She's hoping it'll be ready to move in by Juneteenth. With the All Local, I'm Heather Behrens.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.